Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for February 1st, 2008. This week, we'll talk about glowing diamonds and stop-and-go continents. But first, in a story sure to alarm circus clowns, Suzanne Bard reports on a looming world shortage of helium.
Sure, it sounds funny, but it's no joke. Helium is being depleted worldwide. You, Bob, might think of helium only in association with balloons and funny voices.
Guilty!
But its unique chemical properties actually make it extremely valuable to industries like fiber optics, rocketry, and nuclear power. According to physical chemist Lee Sobotka of Washington University in St. Louis, we should keep a more careful eye on Earth's dwindling helium reserves.
It is a non-renewable resource. It is replenished on Earth at a rate which is incredibly slow. That's the same as oil and gas. But different than oil and gas is that there are no substitutes.
With demand rising, the world's largest helium reserve, located in Texas, may be spent within a decade. What's more, Sobotka says that oil and gas drilling leaks Earth's stored helium into the air. He says capturing that helium, along with better industrial recycling, could help shore up our supplies.
Thanks, Suzanne. Unfortunately, it sounds like a world without helium is no joke. Next, Justin Warner reports on a diamond's glowing fingerprint.
The famous Hope Diamond, which is on permanent display at the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C., owes much of its value to its rich blue color. Now, mineral scientist Peter Heaney of Penn State University, along with Sally Eaton-Magana of the Gemological Institute of America and their colleagues, may have found a way to authenticate these rare jewels. They tested the Hope and dozens of other blue diamonds with ultraviolet light for a quality called phosphorescence.
Phosphorescence occurs when a diamond continues to emit visible light even after the ultraviolet light has been turned off. In the case of the Hope Diamond, one can observe this reddish-orange glow for nearly 5 minutes.
Heaney's team found that every blue diamond in the bunch had a unique identifiable glow. The glow was characterized by its strength at two peak wavelengths, one reddish-orange and one bluish-green, along with its persistence in the reddish-orange wavelength.
We found that for all of the blue diamonds that we examined, the ratios of those two intensities, when plotted against the rate at which the reddish-orange emission decayed, that provided a unique signature for those diamonds.
What's more, the diamond's phosphorescence could also reveal if it was artificially enhanced or just plain fake. And because phosphorescence is a property of the diamond's internal atomic structure, Heaney speculates that it may also indicate where in the world the diamond came from. If he's right, that could help authorities block the sale of so-called blood diamonds used to finance violent conflicts around the globe.
Thanks, Justin. When the Earth's tectonic plates collide, new continents and mountain ranges form. When the plates separate, ocean basins fill the void. Until now, scientists thought the phenomenon was a continual process, driven by heat and pressure from volcanic activity under the Earth's crust. But Mark Bain of the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute argues that constant plate tectonics fails to explain the observed thermal evolution of the Earth.
We know what Earth's temperature is today, and if we extrapolate backwards based on the current rate of cooling of the Earth, we would reach very, very high temperatures in the past. So high that, in fact, all of Earth would be molten approximately 1 billion years ago.
Instead, Bain and his colleagues propose that plate tectonics is an intermittent process, losing speed every time supercontinents form, which slows the cooling of the Earth.
This theory of intermittent plate tectonics does a much better job of explaining Earth's thermal evolution back through time.
He says the last time plate tectonics slowed down was probably about 1 billion years ago, during the formation of the supercontinent Rodinia, and it'll happen again in about 350 million years as a new supercontinent is formed. Well, that's our show for this week. Next week, we'll tell you about a new study that could add years to your life and how byproducts of the winemaking process could join the fight against tooth decay. We'll also report on new research in the fight against chronic pain. And 2 weeks from now, we'll be reporting to you from the AAAS annual meeting in Boston, Massachusetts, from February 14th to the 18th. To find out more about free Family Science Days or to stay updated online during the meeting, check out www.aaas.org/meetings. Until then, tune in to the Science Update Podcast Daily Edition. We've got a fascinating news story about science every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website or at iTunes. And don't forget, if you have a science question you'd like us to answer, call us at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. If we use your question, you'll win a Science Update Smarten Up mug. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.